Squad. Welcome to the Page One Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwilling from Howard Hanna Real Estate Services, welcoming you to the show. And today on this cold and snowy day in December, I wanted to take a moment to talk about buying and selling in today's market. And a lot of people say to me, Jason, is it a great time to buy or sell real estate? And not to sound cliche, but I always tell them, hey, there's no better time to buy than right here, right now. And the reason why I say this is for a couple reasons, but one of the major reasons is interest rates. Interest rates are still 3.25 to basically 4%, depending on your credit. And some people say 4%, that's a lot. Historically, I remember when my dad back in the 80s bought a home, he spent upwards of 18% on an interest rate, which is insane in today's market. So from a 3.25 to 4% kind of rate, it's pretty good. Now, we're hearing from forecasters in real estate that interest rates are going to start to creep up into 2022. And again, we don't know if that's going to happen, but it looks like it is from all the data that's out there. And again, if you want to know the interest rates and how you can get a better rate, talk to a mortgage consultant. And again, if you don't know a mortgage consultant, talk to a realtor and have them direct you. Again, there is a good time to kind of figure this out. And I like to educate people on the real estate market. I like to send people to a mortgage consultant to talk about the mortgage side of the business. Because again, in real estate, you have a realtor, you have a mortgage consultant, you have a real estate attorney, you have inspectors and specialists throughout this process. And each one has a specific set of skills that will help you through the real estate process. And again, these interest rates are going to be still relatively low, and even if they do creep up, but with that being said, what you could afford today may not be what you can afford tomorrow. A lot of people have interest rates where they're up against their number. And what I mean by that is, again, they get pre-approved for $150,000 and they're looking at $150,000, no less. And they are going to not leave themselves any room in a multiple offer situation to overbid for that property. And again, if they do get that property, and they have to put down a significant deposit, usually 3% of the list price, they might not leave themselves any room in case of emergency. That rainy day fund, that if that boiler broke down or the furnace broke down in the winter, you have to leave a little bit of money. Again, if you're a new homeowner, you got to buy furniture, you got to buy snowblowers, you got to buy lawnmowers. And again, don't buy them before you buy the house. But again, eventually you're going to have to do that. You got to have some money. So again, you have to budget your money, and your mortgage professional will help you kind of get into that mindset. But we always tell people when you're buying a home, don't make any major purchases throughout this process because you're kind of on a credit watch list. You're taking out a loan. I've had clients that have bought a home. They won the bid, super excited, went to Raymour & Flanigan, bought themselves a new furniture set, wash machine at Orville's, and all of a sudden the credit watch list flagged them, and the mortgage professional called the buyers and said, did you go out and buy a major purchase? Did you buy a fridge and a stove and a sofa? Yeah, it was beautiful. We had a great deal. You're now underneath a number, and now you have to return that stuff. Don't put yourself in that situation. Talk to a mortgage professional that's going to be able to tell you what you can do. But again, buying a home right now, and again, we are in a seller's market. And what a seller's market means is that there are more buyers in the space than homes or inventory, which creates demand. So what I say to you is, you're probably going to overpay for your home right now by a little bit. You're probably going to be in a multiple offer situation, and you might lose out on a few multiple offer bids. Patience is a game. It's a marathon, not a race. And again, you have to understand that you're going to lose out on some homes, and that's okay because it wasn't meant to be. And when you eventually do win a bid and you do get a home, it will be very satisfying and you will be on your way. But a lot of people don't want to be involved in that space. And I say to them, if you don't want to be involved in multiple offer situations and pay a little bit over, this might not be the time for you. And buyers will turn around and say, Jason, don't you only get paid if you buy, help someone buy or sell a home? My answer is yes. But again, I know the emotional component that is behind a buy and a sell. And if you don't want to be involved in the headache or the emotional roller coaster that real estate can be, now's not the time. So again, these are interesting times. And sometimes you have to make some concessions, if you will, or you have to make some compromises. And what I mean by that is you might have a home that checks off a majority of the boxes that you have. It's in the price range that you want. It's the style of home that you want, but the paint colors are bad. The rugs don't look good, but it's a solid house. It has a great school system. The compromise is, okay, it doesn't have the rugs and the paint. I can switch that. I can fix that. That's the compromise. Nowadays, a lot of people want to just move into a home. They want to unload their stuff and just go live. And that's good. But that's sometimes not realistic. So I always tell clients, you might have to make a compromise. If it doesn't have the large backyard, but it has a medium-sized backyard, are you okay with that? If a person says that they want, four bedrooms, but they really only need three and they want that fourth one for storage, but I find them a family room or they find them a loft above their garage, will that work? You have to be realistic and you have to be open to the possibility that it's not going to be exact. And I always say, it's not where we start, it's where we finish. And buyers will look back when we sit down and we do a needs assessment of really what they want and then what they ended up buying. And it's not a buyer's remorse situation. It's the fact that they become educated throughout the process. And when they finally buy a home, they're like, oh, this is what I wanted. So again, it's a great time. Now, if you're selling a home right now, say for instance, you're selling your home because your kids went off to college and you need to downsize, now could be a great time. But I caution you, because if you're selling your home and in this market, it's hard to find homes. So you almost want to find a home before you put your home on the market. Because again, if your home is a marketable home that's priced right and in good condition, it should sell very quickly. So finding a home first and getting that set up and then being ready to go on a moment's notice to put your home on the market is really smart. I've done that with a lot of clients this year where they want to buy a bigger home. They want to sell their home. And I'm like, all right, we walked through the home. I've made some staging recommendations. We talked about price. We talked about some things that need to be fixed. And I said, let's get all this stuff in order and let's get ready to go. And I said, throughout this process, you're going to have to probably live your life a little bit inconvenience. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, again, let's say for instance, we go out on a Monday and we look for a home and we find that home and we bid on the home and we ended up getting it. We have to be contingent. And contingent in this market is very difficult, but it is not impossible. So I have to sell to the listing agent of the home that we're buying. Oh, by the way, I have a home to sell. This is the home. This is the price. This is what we're going to put on the market. And almost be ready to put the home on the market within 1 to 2 days after accepting an offer. Some realtors won't entertain that idea because, again, they understand how hard it is, but they're more accepting of someone listing their home after buying one because if the house is in good shape, the way that the market is and inventory is so scarce, the chances of selling a home very quickly is strong. So again, it can work, but you have to have your ducks in order. And that's exactly what a lot of buyers and sellers don't do. You have to do some preparation. You have to have some conversations. You have to have some sweat equity that you have to put in your home before you sell it. In this market right now, a lot of people are just slapping a sign in the ground, putting a lockbox on the door and calling it a day. And their home is a mess or it's got all kinds of problems and they've overpriced it because they've listened to somebody really ramp it up. And again, home prices are starting to level a little bit. Again, you're going to overpay most likely for your home, but it's not as much as it was before. And there are multiple offer situations. Again, just last week, 12 offers on a home. Another agent in my office, 20 offers on a home. So again, was the home priced correctly? Was it priced too low? Did it create a frenzy? There's a lot of ways why a home will sell over asking price, under asking price. Again, you have to do your due diligence, and your realtor should be able to do some comparative and competitive market analysis on a home to see where it stands. If a $150,000 home goes on the market for $79,900, there is going to be a frenzy in the marketplace. There's going to be 20 offers because the home should not be priced that low. So in the eyes of a seller who may not know the real price of a home, they're going to look like a rock star. They are going to underpromise and overdeliver. And that is not really a good thing. It's not good for the market when someone underprices a home, because the realtor, one, wants to look like a hero. One, doesn't know how to price the property, because again, it creates a false narrative in the marketplace. So again, if you're buying a home and in your gut, you're like, this home is way too cheap. Why is that? It could just be that they're just pricing the home low to create this frenzy, or they just don't understand. So again, a good realtor is going to be able to kind of figure that out. You will start to become very, very educated when it comes to buying real estate. You're going to start to understand that prices of certain homes go for certain ranges. So when you see something that kind of falls outside of that range, you're going to understand it. And I think that we are at a point right now, everyone has a smartphone or an iPad or a laptop. They're pretty understanding. They've been on the sites that have real estate, the Zillows, the Trulias, the Realtor.coms, the Howard Hannas, the Hunts, the Metro Roberts. They are seeing real estate, and they're starting to see a trend of what homes are selling for. And they're starting to see what's days on market. And days on market right now are a lot less than they used to be. Again, a home would sit on the market for a month, are now selling within a week to 2 weeks. The problem is when a home doesn't sell within that 1 to 2 weeks after hearing that the market is so fast, people get very concerned. There could be a reason for it. It could be overpriced. There could be something wrong with it. It could be a bad location. So again, a realtor is going to be able to look at a listing and say, well, the reason I think this is not selling is because, and kind of go down. So again, there's times that you as a buyer can luck out if you figure out that reason. We always like to say, we like to find out, if we can, the pain point in the marketplace and focus on that. If someone's selling a home, we want to find out, if we can, what is their ultimate goal? Now, you can say to yourself, well, the ultimate goal is probably just to sell their home. Yes and no. They could be being relocated and they need to sell their home quickly. They may need time to find suitable housing, so you may be coming out of an apartment and you have some extra time to stay at that apartment while they find suitable housing. They might want certain conditions that you may be able to bring to them. So a good realtor is going to try to ask those questions and say, really, what is your client looking for when they're selling their home? There are ways to do it. And when you're selling your home, again, be realistic. Don't put a pie in the sky number on your home. Price it right and they will come. Because if you underprice your home, you're going to get a lot of what I call noise. You're going to get a lot of people that think that they can afford this home when they really never had an opportunity or a chance to get this home. And again, they're going to send an offer and they're going to, I had come across an agent who put a home on the market for $89,900. And the home was clearly a $150,000 to $175,000 home. So some buyers that were pre-approved up to $100,000 were super excited that this home was available. They went $100,000, and again, they went over the $89,900, so they went over at least close to over $10,000 over asking price, and they thought that was fair. They're like, wow, this is great. We're going to go $10,000 over, and they didn't get the home because the home sold for $162,000. And they were flabbergasted. They were like, I can't believe that we didn't get this home. It's because the home should never have been priced at $89,900. Again, that noise in the marketplace will confuse a seller. It will frustrate a buyer. And that's the buyers that start to pull back. That's the buyer that doesn't look and says, you know what? I don't want to be part of this game because I was duped. I thought this home, I could afford it, but I really couldn't. And a realtor should be able to say, hey, listen, this home is not an 89.9 home. This home is going to sell well over $100,000, which it did. But again, some realtors don't understand it. They're new to the market, or they just don't understand it, or they just don't care. And they write an offer, and they're super excited that they're writing an offer, and it just ends all bad. Again, the same thing happens if you overprice a property. Again, the actual buyer that's going to be ended up buying this home will never, ever see it on their search. The realtor will never bring it to their attention because, again, it's priced in a range that's above what they can afford. If this home is a $150,000 home and it's on the market for $220,000, they're going to never see it in their search. They're never going to have a $220,000 search parameter, so it'll never, ever end up that way. So, again, price it right and they will come, okay? And it's a good time to do that. But sit down with your realtor, devise a plan. Start to figure out what you want, what you don't want, what's a deal breaker, what's not a deal breaker. Look at the school systems, do your due diligence on the crime in the area, and just make sure it's what you want. Because again, it's a big decision. It's one of the largest financial purchases or sales that you're going to do. So you want to make sure that you have all of the information at your disposal. And remember, when you buy a home, you're not just buying the home, but you're buying the neighborhood. So if you look at a home that you really like, grab a cup of coffee or a soda or a bottle of water, park your car on the street or drive around the neighborhood and take a look and see what the traffic patterns are, how many kids there are, how many cars are parked on the street. Is it busy? Is it loud? Again, because a lot of people find the beautiful home that they want, they move into the home and they hate the neighborhood. We're not always going to figure that out. Sometimes it just happens. But again, stack the deck in your favor and hope that you can find a home in a neighborhood that you can appreciate for years to come. Well, that's all the time I have for now. Hopefully you like what you heard and hit that subscribe button. Talk to you later.